This is Ozarks at Large. Arkansas's service and hospitality businesses that are feeling an impact by the pandemic have until Wednesday to apply for business interruption grants. Grants made available through the Federal Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security, or CARES Act. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich has this report.
The new business interruption grant program will distribute millions of dollars in financial aid to qualifying small service and hospitality businesses in Arkansas, which have experienced losses or business interruption as a result of the temporary closure and reduced operating capacities due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Stacy Hurst is Secretary of the Arkansas Department of Parks, Heritage, and Tourism.
So the business interruption grant program was created to assist entities within the hospitality and personal care industries in Arkansas. The Arkansas CARES Committee and the Arkansas Legislature approved an appropriation and funding of $50 million to support this grant program. It is federal CARES money that is funding the program. And there is a list of the eligible businesses generally that can be found at ArkansasReady.com. And sort of a frequently asked questions about the program is available at ArkansasReady.com.
Grants of up to $250,000 per applicant will be awarded, but most will be much less, she says.
The amount will depend on the number of applications that we receive and the overall amount of reimbursements that we receive from requests that we receive from those applicants. So we have roughly $48 million that we'll be able to grant out. We have hired a consultant to help us, so that has taken some of the $50 million.
Grant awards will be subject to state and federal taxes. Applicants can claim eligible expenses to be reimbursed by the grants.
They will create their list of eligible reimbursements, and that will go into a formula that will be balanced against any prior grants, both state and federal, that they have received, as well as sales tax data. And we have asked applicants to allow the Department of Finance and Administration to release their sales tax information from 2019 and 2020 for that period, March 1st through September 30th, and that is the period defined within the grant.
The application window opened November 16th and closes midnight November 25th.
This is not a first-come, first-served grant. You can submit your application on the first day or the last day, and that will not impact your grant amount.
Hurst says the hospitality industry in Arkansas has been especially impaired by the pandemic.
One of the hardest hit sectors of the COVID economy, and it is predicted to have a extended period of slowdown, so a long recovery. So we've had a lot of interest from the hospitality industry, hotels and restaurants. Also the personal care industry, as many may recall, it was necessary to close health clubs and salons earlier in the pandemic, and that was done by executive order. So those entities are now open, but they're still struggling to rebound.
Mary Beth Brooks is director of the Small Business Technology Development Center at the University of Arkansas. The center provides free assistance to startups, existing businesses, and expanding businesses. The center also helps small businesses navigate pandemic disaster funding opportunities.
So like restaurants, nail salons, hair salons, hotels, motels, gyms, like health clubs, have all been so impacted because they either they were all shut down for several weeks, but then they're still operating at limited capacity.
Before the pandemic, Arkansas counted nearly 250,000 small businesses employing 500,000 workers. Over 36,000 Arkansans have since lost jobs. Of those, over 15,000 in the hospitality and leisure sectors. Brooks says restaurants are especially struggling.
Where if the restaurant has a small, limited amount of space, they can't, if they normally had a capacity of 50 people, it's not just that they can only have 25 when they're at 50%, or right now they're at 66%, but they still have to be 6 feet away from each other. So I have some restaurants who they maybe can fit three tabletops inside. So it's dramatically impacted their business.
The National Federation of Independent Businesses is reporting that a fifth of small businesses nationwide will permanently close if the pandemic doesn't ease in the U.S., but with new positive COVID-19 case counts surging across the nation and in Arkansas, small businesses remain at great risk, which is why staff at the UA Small Business Technology Development Center, in collaboration with the Arkansas Department of Parks, Heritage, and Tourism, prepared early on to help small businesses apply for business interruption grants.
It seems like it's pretty straightforward, and it is. I think the ADPHT folks have really worked their hardest at trying to make it very understandable and straightforward, but everyone's business is so unique. That's where we've come in and just tried to help them to better understand exactly what to include on specific when it just says include transportation costs. What does that mean? So that's what we've been trying to help them and looking at their individual profit and loss statements and trying to help them make those determinations of what they can include.
Arkansas' share of the CARES or Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act supplemental funding was $1.25 billion. Aid that's being provided to unemployed Arkansans as well as struggling businesses and strapped state and local governments. CARES Act funding expires the end of this year if Congress doesn't act. Although Arkansas has reserves in place through March, according to Governor Asa Hutchinson, you can find a link to grant funding and other resources on ArkansasReady.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.